Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 15th, 2021. Just 1 month after it was first detected in South Africa, the CDC says Omicron now makes up about 3% of cases in the U.S. Delta still dominates at 97% of all COVID cases analyzed, but Omicron is gaining ground. It's getting cloudier when the U.S. even had its first Omicron case. But the CDC confirmed Omicron in a symptomatic patient back on November 15th. No matter the variant, the virus seems to spread with relative ease, and here's one possible reason why. New published research shows more than 40% of those who tested positive didn't have symptoms. For those under 20, the number is more than 60%. That means the virus had plenty of time and plenty of opportunity to spread undetected and untested. Africa is experiencing its fastest surge in cases this year, up 83%, and while we often hear about African nations not getting fair access to vaccines, Nigeria had 1 million doses that expired and were thrown out, and they aren't going to accept any more vaccines with short shelf lives. Nigeria is Africa's most populous nation. Italy is now requiring any unvaccinated visitor from another EU country to quarantine for 5 days after arriving. Those visitors from EU countries must get a negative test within 24 hours of arrival, and non-EU citizens who aren't vaccinated have to quarantine 10 days. It's also expanding the vaccine mandate to school personnel, law enforcement, the military, and anyone working in a healthcare setting. But in the UK, they're removing all 11 African nations from its red list just 16 days after it was reintroduced. But not because things are going well. The health secretary said Omicron has now spread so far, the rules really no longer serve the purpose of COVID-19 prevention. In the United States, cases were up 47%, deaths are up 40%, and hospitalizations are up 21% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since November 29th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Michigan, Montana, Arizona, Kentucky, and Wisconsin. There are 10,075,594 active cases in the United States. The 5 states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Connecticut, 72%, New Jersey, 66%, North Carolina, 63%, Washington, D.C., 59%, and Massachusetts and Delaware, 54%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Allen, Kansas; Seward, Kansas; Pike, Illinois; Piatt, Illinois; Aroostook, Maine; Piscataquis, Maine; Fulton, Pennsylvania; Clay, Illinois; Jefferson, Indiana; and Mason, Illinois. There have been at least 800,343 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 75.2%, Rhode Island at 74.8%, and Maine at 74.1%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Idaho at 45.8%, Wyoming at 46.4%, and Alabama at 46.9%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 60.9%. Globally, cases were up 6% and deaths down 1% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 22,157,993 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases: the United States, 108,566, France, 63,405, the UK, 59,610, Germany, 40,795, and Russia, 28,343. There have been at least 5,320,236 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.